Turning now to news from Africa, the United Nations says the death toll from a cholera outbreak in Zimbabwe has risen to 978, an increase of nearly 25% in just 3 days. The World Health Organization has said the total number of cases could reach 60,000 unless the epidemic is stopped. Cholera has spread in Zimbabwe because of the deterioration of the country's healthcare and water supply systems.
Rather than focusing on the crisis at hand, Zimbabwe today accused Botswana of training opposition insurgents to oust President Robert Mugabe, increasing tensions between the neighbors. Botswana's president is one of few African leaders to publicly criticize Mugabe. Zimbabwe's opposition dismissed the accusations. Spokesperson for London's Zimbabwe Vigil, Dennis Benton, told us that these accusations is a last desperate ploy by Mugabe's regime to stay in power.
Some civil rights observers suggest that the recent clampdown by the Mugabe regime, in which they've abducted a number of human rights activists, is associated with these claims of a Botswanan plot against Mugabe. And they suggest that these people will be produced before the Southern African development community and accused of being party to the Botswanan plot. But it's really a last desperate ploy by a regime which is now very much on the back foot as international concern about the deteriorating situation grows stronger and cholera continues unabated. At the United Nations this week, the situation in Zimbabwe is to be discussed by the Security Council.